This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about blockbusters.
And if you could give a movie a do-over, which would it be and why? We got lots of comments.
Yes, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But as promised, we now have that story just for the Trekkies out there. So Captain James T. Kirk, have you heard that he's 90 years old?
Yeah.
No way, right? Well, the flirtatious captain of the Star Trek Enterprise will always be young on screen, but the actor who played him, William Shatner, he turned 90 this week, just on Monday. And for his 90th birthday, he's announced that he's boldly going where no man has gone before.
Right. This is the gentleman I grew up with, right? So Shatner has announced that he's creating an interactive AI-powered video so family and friends can interact with him for years to come. He has partnered with tech company Storyfile to create the AI video, which the public should be able to interact with by May. Storyfile says the video is not an avatar, not a deepfake, but involves the real Shatner answering questions about his life and work. He released a statement about this AI version himself. He said, "This is for all my children, all my children's children, all my children's loved ones, and all the loved ones of the loved ones. That's my gift to you down through time." He didn't stop at just making an AI version himself. He's also part of an auction this week of physical collectibles authenticated on the blockchain using real-world asset, non-fungible tokens. He's doing this via Third Millennia, a company founded by Shatner. Yeah, he's founded a company in 90, right? Mm. And a collectibles expert named Paul Camuso. Third Millennia, along with a London-based tech firm, will be holding an auction this week that includes memorabilia of Captain Kirk and Shatner's Boston Legal character, Denny Crane, along with more Star Trek, Titanic, and Logan's Run.
So Shatner, if he's 90 this year, means he was born in 1931. Mm. And he's apparently been acting since the age of 20 now. So in addition to Star Trek, memorable roles include, and this one I actually remember, a number of Twilight Zone appearances, including one where he played an airline passenger who couldn't get anyone to believe he saw a gremlin on
the
plane.
He was the actor.
That was him. And gosh, this was like such a good episode, right?
Yeah,
I remember
this
from the time I was little. He was also starred in T.J. Hooker from 1982 to 86. He hosted Rescue 911. Remember that one? And he played, like you mentioned earlier, lawyer Denny Crane on The Practice and then Boston Legal. And this was in, I think, the mid-2000s. He also has a number of science fiction books. And, you know, like I learned this morning, he also has albums. And I'm going to look those up over the weekend when I have the time. But, you know, he's done some amazing things. He is 90 years old. Can you believe it? And now I guess he'll live long and prosper.
Exactly. He will live forever.
Yes, with this AI version of himself. Now, how cool is that? We just wanted to end the show with something cool like that. So if you're a Trekkie, it's something to look forward to. And like, he got all philosophical when he said this is for his children, his children's children, his loved ones, and...
Right.
He's 90.
So this morning, Richard Bradbury shared with us as well a clip on YouTube. You should get hold of him.
Yeah. William Shatner doing
talking and his thing where he is with Rocket Man.
Yes, it was Elton John's Rocket Man.
It wasn't a rap. He just talked through it.
Yes.
But watch it.
Yes, it's such a cool video. Yeah, go look that up as well. It's on YouTube. But yes, on the show today, we are asking you if you could give a movie a do-over, a la what happened with Justice League and Zack Snyder. Which one would it be and why and how would it go? It's time to look at all the messages.
Right. So this is a police memes. It said, "The Matrix sequels without the bad CGI replaced with wire stunts as per first movie. This will immediately start a war. This is from Omega Supremo." He says, but here we go, all the Star Wars prequels in episodes 8 and 9. And then Game of Thrones, the final season, do over again, please.
Yes, please.
All
and
right.
We've got one more here.
Which is cute. Garuda X17 said, "Jurassic Park, but now the dinosaurs have feathers. More scientifically accurate." There you go.
Also, we have some that have come in on Instagram. Steven says, "La La Land, the ending. Wish both of them are still together while pursuing their dream." Did I just give that away? But that is life, says Steven. Steven also says, "Inception. Is the main character going back to his family in the end? Did the spinning top fall? I want to know." I am Daniel Amirul says, "A movie about 1MDB. Razumon also...
Remake?
That's not a remake, but Yeah, but I would go and watch that. Razumon says, final season of Game of Thrones. Ali says, Star Wars Rise of Skywalker. Rey and Kylo Ren's surprise love story at the end. Please cut that out. Meandering Misha says, James Cameron's Avatar, because if people are going to keep talking about it, might as well make it not boring. She called it boring. We've got Aleph who says, Street Fighter movie, because that movie was not great. Meow Pit says, Avatar, The Last Airbender, no further explanation. And Daphne has chimed in to also say, not a movie, but season 8 of Game of Thrones. Mm. Do we have anything on WhatsApp?
No, we're finished for the week.
On WhatsApp. But we've got one final one that I think you want to read from Rumley.
All right. It says, I remake Star Wars where Han Solo, I have to say Han Solo, gets his arm cut off instead of Luke, as it makes more sense given his name.
Right. Thank you for that, Ramli.
Get it?
Okay. And Solo. Of course, our top story today was about how you can spend millions on a flop and have it paid off. How HBO Max spent $70 million on Zack Snyder's remake of Justice League, and it's now paying off. It's a great branding move, and it's done wonders for the signing up for people signing up for the streaming service. We then moved on to the story about the new economics of blockbusters and what happened last year. And finally, the story about William Shatner.
Captain Kirk. Live long and prosper.
Living long and prospering. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website, bfm.my. It should be up within the hour. You can also look for our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, anywhere else you get your podcast fix. We'll have more Biz Bites again Monday at noon. Richard, Christine and Arvin will be bringing you the latest then. But till then, on behalf of Frida and myself, have a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
Frida, go watch Justice League, please.
Okay.
I'll hook you up. Yes. And we'll catch you again next week. Thank you for joining us on Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.